Speaking of things slowly killing me, welcome to the Three Angry Nerds podcast. With me, your host.
It's been a while since we've done Two Angry Nerds, so.
Yeah. I almost mixed this up with Nerds in Love, and I'm also working on my new podcast, so I'm getting all the titles mixed up. I'm going to have to start making an Excel
spreadsheet. Isn't your other one Music Talk with Curtis or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. That one's debuting pretty soon.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Even Carlos will probably listen to it, even though he doesn't listen to music. He just listens to soundtracks.
Hey, but what's wrong with that?
You'll listen to it. I know you will. You'll be like, not bad.
I'll be like, not bad. 2 out of 5. No, I'm just kidding.
Not bad. One Uncle Joey.
Oh, I would give you a 5 out of 5 on iTunes. Because.
Okay, that's good. So yeah, Carlos is here. Corey is here. Happy Ew. New Year. Hopefully you guys had a good Christmas. Hopefully nobody, like, pooped in your Cheerios or something like that. I don't know what people would do in the holidays to ruin it.
Yeah, crapped in your pint.
Yeah, that'd be pretty terrible, too. Let's see here. We got a lot of amazing things to talk about this week.
Yeah.
We got our first look at Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange.
He looks spot on.
Yeah. I mean, I saw this. I was like, yep, that's Doctor Strange. Like,
he looked like so fucking Doctor Strange. It was, like, crazy.
And they're pretty good with costumes, but I feel like this is probably the most spot on they've been in a while. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff about the film, including, Mads Mikkelsen. He's playing some dark sorcerer who may or may not be Dormammu.
Dormammu is like a mystic god, so I don't really think that.
I think it's all like they're just trying to hide it, basically. But he's Dormammu.
It's possible. It was sort of interesting because there was like several sort of news articles about the Doctor Strange sort of like was it Entertainment Weekly or was it Empire or which one was it? Do you remember which one it was?
I think it was Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, so they had like a special on Doctor Strange, and because they had the chance to be the first ones to reveal the costumes, and there were some other images and like set art, sorry, like set photos and concept art and all this stuff. And there was also like a few sort of like articles like about interviews with the people. And in the interview about Mads Mikkelsen's character, well, they specifically said that he is playing the main villain of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that much. But they also said that they've heard people talking about names online, like of who it could possibly be. And they said, they're like, well, we don't really think anyone's mentioned who, like the name we have for him yet. So I was all like, either you guys are lying, or you pick someone really fucking obscure. Because I've seen a lot of names thrown around.
Yeah. Because, and the other thing is, too, is they could go with the whole giving him, like, a different name, but then he's really a different character. I don't know. I mean, Dormammu makes sense, because he's always kind of been Doctor Strange's big bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, like, again, like, the thing with Dormammu is that, like, I don't think he would work in, like, as sort of, like, that sorcerer enemy because of the fact that he is, they also said that, like, they're going to show the Dark Dimension and they're going to show some of the things that are out there. Dormammu is one of those things that is out there.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's one of those, like, ancient entities that's just out there and is super powerful, right? Whereas, like, someone like Baron Mordo is more along the lines of, like, a sorcerer who's trying to get at those things. Now, I mean, like, they could have another sorcerer. Like, I was saying that there was a sorcerer from the original Strange Tales comics that was, like, really obscure, but was sort of, like, would fit the bill, called Asmodeus. And I was all like, maybe that's, like, the sort of name. Like, maybe they give another character the name Asmodeus, like, temporarily or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But my point being is that I think Dormammu is a sort of character that they're gonna again like sort of keep in the background and have him show up in the sequel, or maybe he makes like a cameo.
Yeah,
I mean that'd be cool. Could be like Thanos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like that's what you sort of do. Like that's what you should do with Dormammu is you make him the next Thanos after Thanos' arc gets finished.
Perfect. And who knows? I mean, Marvel's never really they always like to surprise people, right? So, yeah. I don't know. Part of me is like, it could be Dormammu, it could be some other character, I don't know. It's really weird.
Then there was like a couple of people that are like, he's playing Doctor Doom. And I'm like, dare to dream.
Dare to dream.
Hey, man. Never know. So yeah, Doctor Strange. Looks really good.
Yes, awesome.
I was excited for it beforehand just because I generally like the more obscure character and the more kind of quirkier Marvel movie. But, yeah, from what they're saying and what they're showing, I think it looks pretty good.
It'll be great, yeah. This is Kevin Feige's baby. This is one of his babies. He's not going to let it go bad.
No. Ryan Coogler is officially directing Black Panther.
Is this really news at this point?
He was rumored for a long time.
It was sort of like it was sort of like talked around.
Yeah. But it wasn't official. Well, what was funny is he was in talks earlier in the year before he made Creed. But talks fell through. Then he made Creed. That movie was a huge success. Now he comes back to the bargaining table and he gets it. So I thought that was kind of funny. Sort of like...
I'm sort of curious as to how that conversation went. They're like, oh, you again.
Oh, hey. We didn't think you were the right fit, but then we saw that movie Creed. Okay, we'll give it to you. By the way, I've watched Creed quite a few more times over the holidays, and that movie is really, really good.
Good to know, so it holds up.
Yeah, so I think that Black Panther's in good hands, and as I've been telling people on Comic Book Movie, Ryan Coogler is one of the few directors that could actually get me excited for a Black Panther film, considering that I don't care about the character. So,
yeah. Because Curtis doesn't like black people.
What?
Wow, Curtis. You racist.
Carlos, yeah, Curtis, what the fuck?
Terrible. Carlos, why would you say such things?
I don't know, Curtis. Why would you hate black people?
I love everybody, except for Snooper.
Except who?
Except for Snooper. Snooper can just go curl into a ball and die. Funko Pop, those little figures that I love to collect.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting them, by the way.
Oh, really?
I didn't start, but like, because, what is it? I had like a few people gave them to me for my birthday and for Christmas. So I was like, oh my God, I have to start getting more of these now.
So what did you get?
What?
Which ones did you get?
I have a Scarlet Witch. I have a little Wanda on my desk. And then I also got a Rey, a Chewbacca, and a BB-8. And I'm going to go get more. Like, those are the ones that were given to me, and now I'm going to go get more.
They're pretty addictive. And they're pretty adorable.
Is BB-8 one adorable? That sounds adorable.
Yes, of course it's adorable.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have the BB-8 one. That one I'm really jealous of that you have.
The other ones.
Well, I don't have the Scarlet Witch one, but I'm not a huge Scarlet Witch guy. So.
Well, I'm a huge Scarlet Witch guy, so I have this little Wanda right here next to my computer, and she's adorable. But she's clumsy. She's always falling over.
But anyways, Funko Pop. Those cool little figures. The company this week confirmed that Giant Man will be in Civil War because they made a Giant Man Funko Pop.
Yeah.
So, he's in it. And I find it funny because, obviously, certain characters like Giant Man and all that, they make Funko Pops, but they make them, like, a little bit bigger. I think they're, like 6 inches tall or something like that. Like, they're taller than the other ones. So, I like that. I like that Giant Man's not just going to be like a regular Funko Pop. He's going to be...
Because he wouldn't look that different from Ant-Man's Funko Pop.
No.
Not really. Not at all.
He would look
and that's
exactly
the thing. I saw some people online just being like, oh, it's just the Ant-Man one. I'm like, you have to read it. It says that it's a larger Funko Pop. So if you're
like
online and you're
one?
Looking... Sorry?
Like the Thanos one?
Yeah, like the Thanos one, it's going to be that size.
Nice.
Yeah, and the Thanos one's huge. Actually, that's one of my favorites is the Thanos one. But I just really like Thanos as a character, so But yeah, it's going to be a bigger one like that. So if you're online and you're like me and El Carlos and you collect the Funko Pops and you're thinking, hey, it's just Ant-Man, it's not. It's going to be a bigger one. So, but yeah, bigger news is that, yeah, Giant Man's going to be in Civil War.
I know a lot of people were thinking that that was going to happen, but now that, again, because, I mean, like, Funko Pop, like a lot of, you know, like, toy companies or whatever, they just, like, put out whatever random shit and you shouldn't pay attention to it. But Funko Pop, they don't put out anything that's not in the film.
Yeah.
That's important to pay attention to.
Yeah.
I saw some of the other Civil War ones they had. Like, they had Crossbones and Sharon Carter, and they had, like, updated Scarlet Witch and all that stuff. So I was all like,
these people are gonna make me goddamn broke. Because a lot of them look really good. The Crossbones ones look really good. The Black Panther one I really like, because obviously with that character, he's got the little outlines or whatever. And they've put that on his Funko Pop, so I like that. I'm really
excited. They put good detail into them, which is nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny too, because I found because there's an EB Games. It's like a 10-minute drive from my house or whatever. But they just have like a wall of Funko Pops.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's a literal whole wall of the store is Funko Pops, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get them all.
Well, it's funny because people buy video games now online. They don't buy them really much in the store as much, right? So they've come more to the Funko Pop. So I know them more as the Funko Pop store more so than
It's video so game weird. Store. They just like took that on. They're just like, I guess this is what we do now.
And they're not much. They're only like $10 a piece. Yeah. Anyways, we should move on. Taskmaster rights are apparently back at Marvel, so if you really hope.
I remember
for...
hearing about. Yeah, like, what is it, Joe Carnahan, I think, was talking about maybe making a Taskmaster movie at Fox a few years ago, so I thought it was weird, but apparently this isn't actually something that just happened. It was just sort of, like, finally revealed that his rights were part of, like, the Daredevil rights package, so when they got Daredevil back, they also got Taskmaster back. I guess people weren't sure, but then, was it the guy who's doing... What's the name of the guy who's doing Deadpool? Again, the director?
Tim something?
Yeah,
Tim Miller.
Yeah, he said that he would have liked to have used Taskmaster, but he's not allowed to. So that was the official confirmation that his rights were back at Marvel.
Yeah, actually, I'm a little sad. I actually wouldn't mind seeing him in a Deadpool movie. I think it would have been fit very well.
Yeah, that makes sense
mm-hmm.
from the history of the characters.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. He's back with Marvel. I'm sure they'll put good use to him at some point.
I keep thinking that Ward is eventually going to be Taskmaster, but
he's dead.
Ward.
Well, I don't know if he's dead or not.
He's dead.
But
I don't know. He seemed pretty dead.
He's dead. The evil Inhuman has taken over his body, but Ward himself is dead. Spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Kurt Russell says that discussions with Marvel in regards to Guardians of the Galaxy 2, not Guardians of the Galaxy at, as I have it in the show notes, are happening, and it's still ongoing. So it's a positive sign.
Yeah, I imagine he has since watched the movie by now.
I hope so.
They're probably like, you should probably do that.
He lives near Vancouver, so I could go over to his house and watch it with him if he wants.
You're like, hey, Kurt. I mean, like, you gotta do this.
Yeah.
He's like, also, my name is also Kurt.
Yeah, I think that would be a great way for us to bond. Deadpool. The second trailer came out. That was a pretty good trailer.
Yes, it wasn't bad. I'm excited for the movie.
I thought it was lame.
Well, whatever, Carlos.
Of course, Carlos.
Just don't get the character.
I mean, don't get the character. There's no character to get.
That's bull.
I think he gets the character. It's just not for him.
He doesn't get the character.
No, I do get the character. It's just
no, you don't. You think you do, but you don't.
Okay, Corey, whatever. You can sit over there and be wrong if you want.
Not a big fan of the Foxman franchise. I'm pretty excited for this. It seems very faithful to the Deadpool comic.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, and looks like it's having fun with itself, which is something I can never say for the X-Men films, because they never seem like they're having fun.
Yes, the Colossus looks great.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is the one thing, though, is that Colossus looks pretty cool. He does. And I'm like, as someone who likes Colossus, I was all like, I really hate what they did with Colossus in the movies. And I'm like, Okay, so now you have a cool-looking Colossus, but he's in a Deadpool movie instead of in an X-Men movie like he should be. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
It would be kind of funny if, like, at the end of this, like, all the other X-Men just show up and you're just like, oh, hey, what's up, guys?
And they're like, this is the only time you're actually going to see them in any type of costumes. Never again. Bye.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, it could be utter crap. I'm prepared for that, but...
Right. There's the...
I think it'll be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, they know they fucked up with Deadpool and Origins, obviously, based on the marketing. Like, even Deadpool himself said it, from the studio that fucked up Deadpool. That was great.
Yeah. So, I'm excited.
Then you got Blind Owl, you got Weasel, you got... God, what was his name? The villain.
Ajax.
Ajax, yes.
I like how I know more about this than you do.
No, I just got Joe Kelly's run. I just found his name.
But I don't know.
I know the character's name.
You don't get the character. You really don't. You think you do.
Okay, whatever.
Well, you know, Carlos, he has
you can trust my opinion when I review it, okay?
Uh-huh.
If I like it, you'll be like, wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, so the article's like 2 out of 10.
I'm giving this 2 Uncle Joey's out of a million.
Yeah. Mm. Fucking Carlos. I make all these nice articles. But all
these articles. You really do, Curtis. I'm sorry. I can't stand your articles.
My articles are amazing. What are you talking about?
It's Hulk's the theater.
Dude. I wrote an amazing piece on Uwe Boll this week.
Oh, the bowl.
The bowl.
Anyways, Corey, never even read my articles.
I read some of them, but I can't tolerate it. I'm
sorry. Well, that's why you have a distorted view. You have to read all of them.
I don't want to read all of them.
Well, that's your problem. Don't blame me for your problems.
It's not my problem. It's your problem. You can't
let
go.
Only you can admit to your own problems.
What problem do I have? I don't want to read your shitty-ass articles.
They're amazing articles.
I like some of them, like the one you did about the Marvel villains. I thought that was really good. And then you went right back to your shitty ways.
Damn. Corey's just being savage. Like, no hold back.
Are you just mad that I wrote about Man of Steel? That's what it is.
No, I'm not mad about that.
See, Corey is actually the Glander, and he's been infiltrating us this whole time.
No, I promise. I'm not Nick Land. I'm sorry, Corey. I'm just being honest.
Hey, Nick Lander and I have started to see eye to eye again.
So,
yeah, we're cool. So I can be open with the guy.
Him and I have started to see eye to eye. I've told him now that I'm going to now just go see BVS as a blank slate. I'm just going to evaluate it as it is.
Well, that's good.
I'm not going to compare it to Man of Steel. I'm going to give it a fair analysis and review.
Fair trial. Although Lex Luthor sucks.
So before sucks?
Even comes out with Lex
Luthor. He could surprise us.
He could. He also couldn't.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I think that's like as silly as like his public persona. I mean, it's like the thing he's going for. I mean, I could see that.
I was talking to a coworker, and we both agreed that this movie will probably be a 6 or 7 out of 10. Like around that on Metacritic. But we'll see.
Well, I'm thinking like maybe like high 70s, maybe early 80s.
Very optimistic, Corey.
That's being optimistic, of course, maybe. But I mean,
just watch this, Corey. Just puts a bunch of like 85 out of or 8.5 out of 10s on the internet just to like bump it up.
No, I just want the movie to be good. That's all I can ask for. I like what they're doing with it. I like they replaced Goyer. Fucking hack.
Yeah, that's questionable.
What do you mean?
You never replace Goyer, dude.
You can replace Goyer. You have Chris Terrio. A good writer.
He's always there.
Remember how many times like people would just yell, put comments that were just Dario. Like suddenly it's like the DCU is saved.
So speaking of Batman v Superman,
mm-hmm.
There was a possibly fake review that leaked to Reddit from someone who saw an advanced screening.
Did you read it?
It was interesting. Sorry?
Yeah, you read it?
Yeah, I read it. I'm like, wow, if this is what the movie is, I'm really disappointed, but whatever.
I didn't read it. I don't want to possible worlds going in.
Well, I won't say anything from it then.
Well, I read it too, and I'm not gonna say spoilers, but just sort of like from the thing that I got was that I thought it was sort of funny because he was sort of giving like backstory to like how he got to see a screening of it, and he said that apparently like he got a ticket to see a random movie screening, like from Warner Brothers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and it just so happened to be BVS, and he was so excited because apparently they didn't know what movie it was when they went in. And I'm like, okay, is that how that, it really works?
Yeah, that just no, that seems weird.
They do that nowadays.
Do they?
There are certain sites where you can sign up for preview screenings of films. They won't tell you what it is, but
okay. Yeah. But anyway, just... so after that, but then he started like just like talking about the movie and all, and he gave pretty high praise. He said that this is the best CBM since The Dark Knight for him, so he seemed pretty happy with it. And he gave a fairly-ish in-depth summary of what happens, but he didn't get into like third act stuff really. He just said it's big. I don't know. I wasn't entirely convinced of either its legitimacy or if that means that the movie is going to be good. Because I mean,
well,
he could have just been happy that he saw it so early.
We've talked about Reddit too, because the thing with Reddit is there's the different subreddits, and they're all sort of managed by different people. So it's not like all of Reddit is managed by one group of people. Basically, the subreddits are all managed by different people. So obviously, everyone's going to have different rules for mm-hmm. what you can post. So like, for instance, Marvel, their stuff is that if... Because they actually have people who work at Marvel Studios on the Reddit or on the subreddit. So if you post something that's real, like it's actually like a spoiler or something that's leaked or whatever, they'll take it down generally because they know it's right.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've heard is that there's no one from Warner Brothers or DC on the subreddit, so nobody's really there to verify whether it's all right or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no policies for if they take down anything that's legitimate or not, so I'm a little hesitant because... I don't know. Maybe I'm just used to Marvel just being like, yeah, if it's real, we take it down. So we don't want it actually being up there. Which is why when you see something that's leaked on there that gets taken down, it's generally like on the Marvel subreddit, it's just like, oh fuck, that must be real. But
you gotta pay attention.
Yeah. Daredevil Season 2 set to debut on March 18th, not the same day as Batman v Superman, as was originally rumored.
Yes, that you wrote an article on saying it was smart.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was very smart of Netflix.
Your terrible article.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, it's a pretty great article. It got the DC fanboys mad, which is always a great day for me.
Well, that's what got you those two Uncle Joeys out of a million, is that you pissed off the DC fanboys.
Yes, this is why Amid gets on our ass. But not anymore.
No, Amid, like, he's actually, like, left the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's so weird to not have him around anymore. He was, like, an integral part.
He was a staple.
Of our aesthetic. You know? He's part of our mythology. He's definitely getting a wiki page.
He can do it.
Yes, posting every single letter he's ever wrote to 3 Angry.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a new trailer that came out too, and the trailer was kind of lame. I mean, not gonna
lie. It didn't have anything.
There's no new footage, it was just basically a recap of season one.
I'm like,
just
come
like
on,
the last
it's
one.
Only, it's only like it's like less than 3 months away. Like they better not pull this shit with like the shit they pulled with Jessica Jones, where they didn't put out the first trailer until like 2 seconds before it came out. I'll be so mad.
Yeah.
You don't piss off Carlos Marvel. Don't do it. If you don't want to test him.
You don't want to
inspire Latin temper.
Some footage,
yeah, exactly.
You know, like even if it was like quick little snippets, they could have showed something.
Yeah, like in the last one, they showed off.
Yeah.
Although the poster kind of bad. I kind of like that part.
I didn't even like the poster. I thought it was like weirdly shot. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Maybe they had Daredevil do the poster.
Lols. I think what it was that they wanted to. You know, squeeze in that Punisher symbol so bad that they just made it fit and it was like kind of dumb. Like, it didn't really work. Like, I don't know. That's what I think, at least.
Yeah, there's also more information about the show from the Entertainment Weekly thing, because they showed off more stuff, like the picture of Daredevil tied to that, what was it? Chimney or something? I don't know. And chains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is something we've heard of before.
Yes.
It's been described countless times.
Yes, very familiar from the certain run.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for it, even if we don't know anything about it aside from the fact that, you know, it's got Elektra, it's got the Punisher. I'm guessing the Hand is probably the major villain in this one.
I think I'm going to save that for Defenders. Or maybe Iron Fist.
Yeah. I just don't know if... And I don't want them to do Kingpin right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, save him for, like, certain... Maybe, like, a cameo scene or something.
Like, I'd actually prefer Kingpin and maybe a bunch of the other villains teaming up in Defenders, almost like Masters of Evil.
Yes, I've been saying this. Then they killed off Kilgrave.
He's not dead.
He could... I don't know.
He showed that he's come back to life, so...
I don't know, yeah, but just it was such a point of moment on Jessica Jones. Very important step for her, and just to have that kind of robot head coming back. Maybe it might... I don't know.
You can't give up David Tennant. He was too good.
He was good.
He was too good. He has to come back. Like, I was like... I get why, like, they felt that thematically they had to kill him, but I'm like, well, then you also just killed the show, because I'm like, there's nothing you could do in a second season that would be as interesting as Purple Man. So, yeah. As the Purple Man they presented in that version. So I'm like, you guys are screwed if you don't bring him back.
Yeah.
They're like, who's going to be the villain of season two? Nuke? No.
Nuke!
For 13 Nuke. Episodes. I got my G.I. Joe's Save the Barbies.
Yes, maybe he's got a tattoo of the American flag on his face.
I would love to see Nuke come back in, like, Daredevil. He's just, like, fucking crazy.
Well, I don't have a problem with him being there, but I'm just saying, like, he's not exactly...
He's not main villain material.
He's not main villain material.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Although it is sort of interesting, though, because they haven't said anything about any potential villains in season two. Like, we knew right from the start of season one that Kingpin was going to be the villain. Like, they announced that right up front. They're like, it's going to be Daredevil and Kingpin, and people are all like, fuck yes, right? But with season two, they sort of are they were pushing at the beginning as like, it's Daredevil versus Punisher, and I'm like, well, Punisher isn't the villain of if you're 13 episodes. I'm like, who's the bad guy? And they haven't said anything about it. They haven't cast anyone who they said is going to be the villain. They're just saying, like, Punisher's there, Elektra's there, and then there, what is it? It's, like, that other guy, Blake Tower, who's, like, some other person who's going to help out Daredevil or something because they need a black person on the cast because they killed the only black member of the cast in the first season. So I'm like,
if they do it a third time, I'm going to be pissed.
I am going to be so... I don't know how mad I was when Oscar Clemens died. I was like, are you kidding me? You Ben Urich again? Are you fucking kidding me? He has the exact same facial structure.
Like, exactly.
What the hell happened? Why? Why
the hell? You're an older black dude in the MCU. Watch out.
He's a cop from the Punisher comic. I'm like, why? I thought he was gonna be in season two of Daredevil. That would have been like a good bit of connective tissue. And they're like, we can't have black people as connective tissue. They have to die. Who's gonna die in season two? Brett Mahoney. He's gonna die.
Watches like someone tries to kill Luke Cage.
Luke Cage isn't even gonna survive his own series. I was actually so. I know I didn't really talk about that in my review of Jessica Jones, but that actually made me so mad when he.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't bring it up.
I was like, you've gotta be fucking kidding me. Especially because I really like the actor Clark Peters, because he does like a lot of really good TV work, and I was like, you have a guy like that on your show, and you're gonna kill him off in the first season. I'm like, god damn it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about Agent Carter there, Carlos? I know you do.
Yeah, sure. Why? What about it?
Well. There were some pictures that came out.
We got the, We got the posters. We got the character posters this week.
Yeah. Yes, very cool.
So we got our first look at sort of like the cast of season two of Agent Carter. Not everyone was there, but we got a lot of character posters. you know, new characters and returning characters and sort of, like, their updated looks, like, how they're going to look. So we got our first look at, again, like, sort of, again, like, how they're going to look inside of the show. It's pretty interesting to see, you know, I'm excited to see these characters come back. And obviously the big new one being Wynne Everett playing Whitney Frost / Madame Mask, although this is sort of what I was expecting, was that she's just sort of, she looks like a regular person, but like a rich person, like she doesn't have a mask yet. And I'm pretty sure that everyone sort of knew that that's how they were starting out. And I imagine that probably like halfway through the season, her face is going to get wrecked and she'll get the mask later. Because they specifically said, like when they made the announcement, they said that she's playing Madame Mask. They didn't say Whitney Frost at first. Now they're calling her Whitney Frost. But I'm like, yeah, okay. We know she's getting a mask at some point, so don't try to play with us.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was just good to see that those characters are there. I mean, the show's almost here. Like, it's starting on the 19th, so it's pretty exciting. And we also got, synopses for the first two episodes, because they're playing two episodes on the premiere day. It's starting out with the whole... I thought this was a little funny, actually, when they announced this, is that what starts the investigation, so to speak, is that they find a body that's been, like, cryogenically frozen. And I'm like, wait, so Whitney Frost literally freezes people? I'm like, is she Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin? If she starts saying ice puns, I am so done.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't think it's, like, a terrible idea. Like, I think it's sort of interesting because it's, like, I think it fits in with the whole, like, you know, like, late 40s, early 50s, like, weird technology aesthetic. Like, they have a freeze ray or something stupid, right? But I'm like... that better not be her main thing. Like, she needs to be Madame Mask, not Mr. Freeze. You know?
What cure the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
The Ice Age! Allow me to break the ice. Cool party. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
All the words. Right. But anyway, I will obviously be telling you guys how that show is when it's playing, because I'll be watching it.
Yes. I'll probably watch it.
I'll definitely watch it.
I kind of liked the first season, but... the more I think about it, the more I'm like, it had problems. But we'll see. Robbie Amell will be returning to The Flash as Earth 2 Firestorm, but they're calling him Deathstorm, so that's kind of interesting. It's kind of weird, because that's like a Blackest Night thing, and that's just kind of weird, but hey, it sounds cool. I think that's the only reason they're using that name. It's not because they're doing a Blackest Night thing, but yeah. What do you think, Corey?
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. I don't think they're gonna do Blackest Night.
No.
Unless they're gonna do a Green Lantern anytime soon, which was rumored for a while.
Hey, didn't they have a Hal Jordan cameo in Arrow or something? I don't know.
What did they? I haven't watched Arrow in a while.
Apparently, like, there was a guy in a bar who was wearing, like, a flight jacket and it had the name Jordan on it, so a lot of people...
And everybody freaks out!
Yeah.
Man, don't tease us. Don't be a fucking tease.
And then everyone's like, Felicity.
Oh, God.
Well,
we gotta hang out with Felicity for more episodes.
Speaking of these shows here, TNT passed on the Teen Titans show, which was also supposedly kind of like Young Justice. That's kind of a shame.
We don't want it.
Well, it's just kind of funny because, you know, Young Justice never did, well, it never got past the second season or whatever, so I was kind of surprised that they wouldn't back it when it was an animated show, but then all of a sudden they were like, hey, we'll do it, but it's live action now, and it's like, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it seemed like it was more from the higher ups, you know, like the president, like the new guy, apparently.
Yeah.
It's a shame, though. I mean, I would have been happy to see it.
The good news is that those characters now all go back to DC in terms of where does DC want to place those characters.
Right back
now,
to Marvel.
So.
Or just bring back Young Justice. I'd be happy with that, too.
Young Justice, actually, like, in terms of animated superhero cartoons, I do think Young Justice is one of, if not the best, animated superhero cartoons.
Were a lot of people that were upset when it got canceled?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
same
yeah.
with Green Lantern.
God, oh my God. Okay, again, like, because I'm I don't dislike Young Justice, but I thought Green Lantern was the one that killed me, because I fucking loved Green Lantern the animated series so much. It was so good. I was so into it, and I was so excited to see where it was going to go next, and they're like, nope.
Well, yeah, at least it ended on a better note than Young Justice did. I'll give it that.
It ends on somewhat of a conclusive note, right?
Yeah,
but I'm like,
yeah,
I still
exactly.
feel like there was so much more they could have, like, they were about to get to Sinestro. And I was like, no! Like, it does reach a sort of conclusion. Like, it wasn't like a huge cliffhanger, but it was like, you know.
No,
but
there's like teases for what's to come.
Yeah,
storylines played out.
You know what I mean? Like, the second season with Anti-Monitor and all that stuff was just so fucking awesome. And I was so pumped. And they're like, no mas. And I was like, God damn it. And what agitates me is that everyone, like, bitches about Young Justice, but I don't feel like almost anybody talks about Green Lantern when I'm like, that was the one that's the one that broke my heart.
No, yeah, they both hurt me, all right?
Yeah, man. He got hurt by both of them.
Yeah. Double teamed.
Lols. I guess we'll have to talk about Felicity Jones. For fuck's sakes. That ugly ass piece of shit.
Oh, no. She's not ugly.
Yes, she is.
So awful. What if she listens to the podcast?
Oh, good. Listen to what I'm about to say, you ugly ass bitch.
You're a horrible person.
You are, Curtis.
Felicity Jones, if you ever hear this, I don't agree with Curtis on the topic of you.
Of course you don't. You'd be like, what's up, Felicity?
What are you eating?
BK nuggets. No,
That's me thinking of Felicity Jones never appearing in movies again. Anyways. There's no help in it that she's going to be in Rogue One. I mean, she's already been cast. It sounds like they're already filming. I mean, it's already kind of a done deal, sadly. But,
yep.
You know. Anyways, apparently Mads Mikkelsen, he's going to be playing like the designer of the Death Star, or the main engineer, I guess, be
nice.
The better word for it. And he basically kind of feels remorse for what he's created, and he tries to pass on the plans to his only daughter, played by Felicity Jones.
He's going to be like the leader of that rebel team that tries to steal it or whatever.
Which honestly makes sense, because Mads Mikkelsen's probably a pretty cool guy, but he's an ugly-ass motherfucker. That would make sense that Felicity Jones would play his daughter, because they're both pretty ugly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my babies.
Well, no, I think Mads is very charming. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he's a very cool dude. I'd love to have a scotch with him one day or something, but the dude looks like, you know, he hit his head on something a long time ago.
Wow.
You're a
horrible
person.
He's really, a cool dude.
Damn, Curtis.
Like, I feel like that there'd be a good drinking story there, you know? Like, he'd be like, yeah, I was drinking, and, like, some girl, like, slapped me so hard or something. I don't know. Anyways, more Star Wars spinoff news. The Han Solo film is supposedly going to be set 10 years before A New Hope. So that'd probably make him around, what, early 20s or so? Early to mid-20s?
I'd say early 20s sounds more right.
Yeah. Which I think makes sense. I mean, for the actors that they're going for, you want somebody around that range.
Mm-hmm.
But, And Lawrence Kasdan said that the interesting thing about heroes and villains is he feels like heroes are the ones who make changes towards the better, meanwhile villains just want to remain the same or something like that. So I think that kind of hints that we might see Han Solo maybe doing some shady shit. I know there was a pass with him as like a stormtrooper or something, so that might be kind of cool. See on screen.
Yes,
so I think that's how he met Chewbacca, was he was basically a stormtrooper or something. First look at the Assassin's Creed movie.
Shows people looking like assassins.
pretty much. And I'm already kind of underwhelmed by this film, but I don't know. What do you guys think so far?
Well, I mean, it looks like Assassin's Creed, which is more than I can say for half the video game movies out there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, a lot of video game movies don't look like Assassin's Creed, you know?
They look like Call of Duty, duh. I would love to see a Call of Duty movie.
You will see one.
You already have seen a Call of Duty movie. It's called, like, every fucking war movie ever made in the last 10 years. It's called Black Hawk Down.
Wait. You do know Activision started a movie studio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to see one.
Yeah.
That's sad.
They call it kind of the cinematic universe.
Very, yeah, very unfortunate.
There's a lot there to see. Krang is confirmed for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
And Kurt was all like, fuck yeah, America.
Yeah, I figured seeing those, that whole opening in the sky and those ships coming down. There's going to be aliens involved at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be Shredder in those ships or whatever, you know, so it doesn't make sense.
Nope.
Final bit of news this week. Uncharted 4 has been delayed by a month till April.
That's cool.
Yeah. I say take your time. If you want it to be good.
You probably need to work on the ending, which, go for it. I don't want some inconclusive bullshit like Arkham Knight did.
Yeah. Or Mass Effect 3.
They ended up delaying The Last of Us by a few months or whatever, and that game ended up becoming really good, so... I always kind of figure game studios,
yeah, if they need extra time. Yeah, it's the second best game ever made, so yeah, so it's a good idea.
I'm excited for Uncharted 4.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to play. All right.
Actually, I might actually get a PS4 to play Uncharted 4, because I love Uncharted.
Yay, finally.
Finally. Because, you know, they canceled Silent Hill, so I was all like, no.
Probably the best year for it, too. I mean, you got Last Guardian coming out, you got that Horizon Zero Dawn coming out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last Guardian actually getting released? Like, it's not. It's for real this time.
It's happening.
Okay, because The Last Guardian is the sequel to the best game ever made. So, there you go. It actually is a good year. Good year.
Cool. We got an email from Brandon.
Oh, we got an email.
I just got a 3DS and a gift card for GameStop for Christmas. So I got Pokemon Y and Alpha Sapphire. Good choices. I've been playing it constantly and I'm hooked. I have a question for Kurt and a question for the rest of the podcast.
Okay.
So first is the question for me. I was considering getting into online multiplayer for Pokemon, and every time I joined, I get creeped. Any advice from Kurt since he's seemingly the Professor Oak on this podcast?
It's true.
Well, he is the Professor Oak on this podcast, so...
I am Professor Oak.
Well, are you a boy or a girl?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is to look up EVs and IVs, which are two stats that nobody thinks about with Pokemon, but if you're going to play competitively, you need to. Like, whatever Pokemon you want to use, that's totally cool, but you need to understand, first off, what their base stats are and what their EVs and IVs are, because those will... basically be additional stats on top of their base stats. And on top of that, I mean, just understanding if it's a physical attacker or a special attacker. And yeah. I mean, you can really just do what you want with any Pokemon, but really, it's about understanding what that Pokemon does, I think, is the real thing. When you go online, the main thing I see is that people take, like, a Pokemon that should be a physical attacker, and then they give it, like, a special attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, well, you're not playing to your strengths. It just doesn't make any sense. But that's just like any multiplayer game. You always get people who just don't understand what they're doing and they're not capitalizing on what they want to use. So, yeah, that's my advice. And then the question for the rest of the podcast is there any DS or 3DS game that you recommend that I should pick up?
Well, if you like classic Final Fantasy, I would definitely recommend Bravely Default.
Yeah. That's a good one.
There's also a Link Between Worlds. I thought that was good.
I know you said it's to them, but I want to answer and say Smash Brothers for 3DS. That's pretty fun.
Mm.
Carlos?
I was going to say A Link Between Worlds, but it was taken already.
I'm sorry, Carlos.
Oh my gosh, Nathaniel's online. Oh no.
Huh?
What?
Nathaniel.
Oh no, is he going to interrupt and be all like, yo dog?
Is it a suppository? I need to know if it's a suppository.
Shut up.
Laws. Okay. Let's move on to the next bit of news.
Yes, it's, we can't do any 3DS stuff.
Nope, apparently. Scott wants to know, did you watch anything great or play anything great over Christmas, Scott?
I watched Star Wars. It was great.
Actually, yeah. I also watched Star Wars on the Christmas day.
Do you want to talk about Star Wars since you weren't here last week to talk about it?
Now we can all talk spoilers, and you can talk about what you liked and didn't like, Corey.
Okay, sure.
So what did you like about it, Corey?
Okay, well, first off, I like the characters. Those are very well done. I'm interested to see where they go from the first movie. And the aesthetic was perfect, all right? No CGI bullshit. Well, there was CGI, obviously, but it felt more real. It felt like classic Star Wars. And, what's that I like about it? I got the good effects.
He hates everything else.
Did you like the scene when you think Ben Kenobi's going to get the lightsaber and instead it goes to Rey?
Well, I think you mean Ben Solo.
Oh, Ben Solo. Yeah,
no, he thought it was Ben Kenobi.
Hey, man. In the snowy atmosphere, they all look alike to me. No, I was kidding. Yeah, no. I meant Ben Kenobi. Did you like that part?
It was good, but...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. What's Corey's problem with the movie? Now I want to know.
Okay, you want to know the problem with the movie?
What?
Okay, well, I think first off, I'm not one of the people who are going to say it's a remake of A New Hope. It's really not. Anyone who says that is stupid. But I did feel it followed a similar path to A New Hope, made it a little bit more predictable, especially with Han Solo's death. I saw that coming a mile away. Let's see, what else? Also, I think they could have done a better job with exposition, particularly in terms of the New Order and the New Republic, what they're about,
First Order.
What'd I say?
New Order. You said New Order.
Well, it's technically a New Order. That's all I know of them.
It's the First Order and the New Republic. Anyway, keep going.
Okay, yes. I think they could have missed more clarification on the politics between those two. I feel that could have been done better, because otherwise just I didn't really get it. It was true. And let's see. What else I didn't like about it? Well, I guess in the Millennium Falcon scene with the those creature things, the tentacle monsters... I didn't hate that scene. I just didn't really understand the point of it.
Actually, I'm 100% with you on that. For a most part, I thought that most of the nostalgia callbacks were like very nicely weaved into the film.
When
they were sitting in that room and Finn just like gently touches the holo table and it turns on, I was like, it's just like this weird 10 seconds that I feel like definitely should have been cut out. Because I mean, like, you already know what room it is. You don't need to turn on the holo table to, like, remind us what room that is. I'm like, okay, I know what that is. You don't need to do that. That was really awkward for me.
Anyway, it's awkwardness.
It is. It's super awkward. And it's so... Because, I mean, like, I've seen the movie 5 times, right? So I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
It stands out every single time I'm watching it. I'm like, dude, you could have fixed this problem in 2 seconds in Windows Movie Maker. Just cut out that 10 seconds.
I wasn't talking about the holo table scene. I was talking about like the scene with the monsters, the things that Han Solo was supposed to pick up. Those creatures. What? Like, you remember?
Oh, I thought you said a table or some shit.
I say a table? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought you were talking because you said monsters and table. I thought it was like you're talking about the monsters with like on the table.
No, I was referring to those like those creature things.
Oh, the smugglers Rakhtars.
Attacked. The Rakhtars, okay. Yes, where the smugglers attacked.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Let's see, what's up? Like, Rey. I like her as a character. I think she's really well done, and I'm not calling her Mary Sue, but I did think that, you know, that scene you were talking about, Curtis, I didn't feel was really earned to me.
What?
I just... No, I'm not kidding. I'm sorry. I just think she was... too I good cried with the Force.
Every time. Every single time.
You cried.
Lightsaber, I cried. Every time. It hit me every time. I'm like, it was perfect for me. Damn. That's harsh.
I like cheered. I was like, that is so cool.
It was, I thought it was so expertly done. I was all like, I was in the zone.
In the zone?
It's such like a well-paced scene because, yeah, it's like, you're at this point where you totally forget that, yeah, she's kind of been knocked out. And you're like, oh, that's it, man. He's got this. And then all of a sudden, she's just like, boom, no, motherfucker. I got this lightsaber. And I was like, what?
No, it's fine.
They play the exact music at the exact moment, and you're just like, oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't a bad scene. It was a good scene. I agree with you guys, that part, but it didn't really touch me as much as it touched you. It didn't touch me in the right places.
Oh, it touched me in the right places, too, I'll tell you.
Touches me in the right places.
But no, some of the stuff like the her like instantly knowing how to mind trick someone like the stormtrooper, that kind of bugged me.
What? She learned how to do that because she was mentally fighting Kylo Ren, so she knew.
Yes, but how did she know she could actually control? I don't know, it seemed like a little too easy for her.
Because the Force awakened in her.
Oh, the Force awakened, yes. We should just forget about all the little problem pop points because the Force is involved. Oh.
Well, science fiction movie, Corey.
I'm saying is that like Luke sort of did sort of similar shit, but nobody.
Yes, but he still had some minor training at that, though. He still had something. He still had an old bastard to guide him
for like 2 seconds.
It's still more than what Rey had. Also, Captain Phasma was wasted. That was just such bullshit.
Yeah, I remember when I wrote my review and I was all like, "What the fuck happened to Captain Phasma?" I was like.
I know. I think she should have been.
She's in the movie for like 2 minutes. She doesn't even fire her gun in the whole movie.
Yeah, it's a shame because Gwendolyn Christie really was really passionate about the role. She was really excited about it. And just this is it.
I'm telling you that there was an earlier version of this movie that had her do more stuff. The editors did her dirty. I'm telling you that is 100% what happened. Like no, I don't think anyone specifically came out to say that, but I can guarantee. Mm-hmm. That it was the editing room that was just imagine being that group, like that being Gwendolyn Christie and going to the like the premiere and thinking mm-hmm. like, you have this big role and you're like, where are all my scenes? But she's not allowed to say anything bad about it,
right?
So I imagine she's probably not happy, but I mean, she was already confirmed for episode 8, so I mean, like,
okay, that's good.
She's probably like, I'm in Star Wars. I'm in Star Wars.
I mean, there's the opportunity to give her more to do in 8, but I'm just saying is that it was a huge missed opportunity to not have her do really anything in this movie.
You know what she should have done? She should have been that one switcher that yells, "Traitor!"
Traitor!
Like, piece of shit of it. She should have been able to do that, especially since she works on Game of Thrones, where she works with weapons like that. That would have been much more perfect.
That would have been fucking amazing. She should have just been in that scene in general. Like, why wasn't she there leading the troopers?
That's what I was thinking. Like, where is she? Why is she? She doesn't even fire a gun or anything.
I would have just added a scene where, like, maybe Finn's walking her to the garbage chute, and she just says something like, "Oh, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna like hurt you bad or something." I don't know. Like, set up a bit of a rivalry between the two, because I think that's what they were trying to do. Set it up that like. She's gonna come after him, maybe. I don't know. I could see that being cool.
That would be cool, yes.
So obviously she got out of the trash compactor, because again, it was confirmed by Disney that she survived, even though we didn't see it happen.
Yes, so, yeah. Thank you, Disney, for telling us.
Thanks, Disney.
All right.
And also for telling us the backstory to the traitor trooper.
So yeah, Star Wars.
But yes, yeah, overall, it was good. I'm very excited for episode 8.
I saw Making a Murderer on Netflix. Is really depressing. It's a Netflix documentary about a guy that got charged for sexual assault. He was in jail for like 18 years, and then DNA exonerated him, and he got set free.
But and then can't really get those 18 years back.
Well, and then here's the thing. He goes and sues the police department that put him there in the first place. For putting him there, and then the way that the documentary paints it is that the police frame him for a crime that he didn't commit just to put him back into jail because he tried to sue them. And there's more to it, and I wouldn't spoil it, but yeah, it's really dark, it's really depressing, but it's really engaging stuff. I also started to watch The Leftovers.
Sure, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I have watched that show, and I was like, well, I was really sick for a while there, so I was like, well, I'll just watch this show, The Leftovers, and it is really good. I mean, if you've seen the trailers like I have, you think it's just about people who have disappeared, but it's about so much more than that. But I think the trailers do a bad job of painting what the show's about. And it's really interesting. It's basically about how the world would react to this event of 2% of the world's population all just disappearing. And that's that, yeah, you know, people would form cults and different religions, and people would basically lose their shit over the fact that, yeah, 2% of the population just up and disappeared. So, like,
man, we're not going to work today.
Honestly, if 2% of the world disappeared, I would just be like, you guys do whatever the fuck you're going to do, but I don't know if I'm next, so I'm just going to chill out.
Yeah.
I'll podcast all day. 24-hour podcasting.
Wait, before I continue. Carlos, what was that big scene that you liked so much that you had to just go and say, spoiler, 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 spoiler thing?
What?
I think he was just kidding.
I don't think he was kidding.
No, that...
We were asked about what our favorite Star Wars scene was, and you were going, spoiler, 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 spoiler? From last episode?
I might have just been fucking around.
I knew he was
just... Yeah, I think I was just... I don't think I had any scene in particular in mind. I just said spoiler, 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 because I was just fucking around. Because
I was the one that was alluding to the scene of...
Yes, the lightsaber.
Yeah, Rager on the lightsaber. But I was saying it in a way that
I would probably say,
spoiler,
considering I went to see it 5 times and I cried all 5 times at her catching the lightsaber, I'm probably going to say that's my favorite moment too, I guess. Because, yeah. I mean, that's obviously the one that got me the most emotional. But I would also say another contender would be the very last shot where she walks up the Jedi steps and she holds out the lightsaber to Luke. I thought that was just so fucking powerful. I was like, yes, yes, all the yes. I am in. A lifelong Star Wars fan, I was 100%, okay, not 100, I was like 99% satisfied. The thing with Captain Phasma did piss me off. But, overall, I loved it.
Alright. What else did I watch? I've been playing Hearthstone still. I play that game a lot.
My girlfriend loves that fucking game.
It's fucking addictive. Oh.
And it pisses her off so much.
When she loses?
Well, yeah, it's one of things when luck's hardly ever on our side.
Well, that's pretty much how the game is. I mean, you can have a really good deck, but sometimes you just don't get a very good starting deck and you just get really choked. But, yeah, because I was sick, you know, and my PS4 was out in my living room, I just wanted to lay in bed because I was sick and feeling like shit. Oh. I just took out my phone and I was just playing Hearthstone when I could. I was like, yay, Hearthstone.
Yay. I'm playing Treasure's Devastation.
Oh yeah, how's that?
It's really fun. It's a great callback to the G1 series.
I hope you're ready to hate Ryan because he sent us some Would You Rathers.
Oh god.
And these are some of the nastiest Would You Rathers he's ever sent.
Even worse than the last
some
one.
Really bad ones last time, so
he's really outdone himself this time.
Oh, God. Beware,
he
listeners.
He accepted our challenge, and he was all like, okay, are you guys ready to Silicon Valley this shit, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I think we will. Which, by the way, is coming back April 24th, I think, the same night as Game of Thrones. So
there's a lot of TV to watch that night, apparently.
Yeah. Well, you watch your Game of Thrones, then you watch Silicon Valley. It's a pretty good night of television right there. Veep, too. For anyone that watches Veep, I don't. But, hey, if you do, that's cool. So, Would You Rather. I find the first one hilarious, considering our conversation that we had on the Nerds in Love podcast. It was almost like Ryan was there. Okay. Would you rather be itchy for the rest of your life or smelly for the rest of your life?
God, this is a great start.
Am I itchy all over?
Or is it just how itchy?
Are we really like, one little spot where you can't remember how much you scratch, it's gonna keep itching.
Yeah, like, if it's just, like, the back of my ear or something, then that's fine. If it's, like, my entire body, that would suck.
Exactly. Like, you're just, like, always in a fit.
If you stink, really, I mean, you're not going to notice it after a while.
Yeah, you'll get used to your smell.
Like, everyone else would hate you, but you would be, like, accustomed to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. You could survive. Whereas with itchy, you would constantly be in, what is it? You would be in discomfort.
Yes, you couldn't really sleep. You couldn't really...
So it's sort of like, yeah, it's a sort of idea. It's like, would you rather be in personal discomfort or have everyone be uncomfortable?
Discomforted by you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd rather have everyone be discomforted by me.
Yeah,
that would be...
I'd have to go with smelly on this one.
Oh, yeah, smelly. Otherwise, I might scratch my skin off. That would be good either.
That'd be gross, yeah.
Yeah, and that's really actually gross. The thing, too, is that if you scratch the same place, repeat it, like, too much, you're just going to start peeling your skin off, and that's not a good look.
Would you rather eat a bowl of vomit or lick a hobo's foot?
Hobo's foot.
100%. Hobo's foot. Plus, I can wash. I can wash the foot, and then I can lick it.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't specify that I had to like not do anything to the foot.
See, if it's in my, if it's my own vomit, I'll just eat my own vomit.
That's no. I just couldn't. No,
besides,
the texture,
the
taste.
The thing, like he said, you have to eat like a whole bowl of vomit. You just have to lick the hobo's foot once.
But see, here's the thing. I don't know what's on the hobo's foot. If it's, like, vomit for myself, I trust that.
Look,
I'll be like, that's fine.
Look, even if you can't wash the foot, if it's dirty, you can just, like, clean your mouth out afterwards. It's fine. Unless there's a festering wound on that thing.
I'd be like, no, I
wouldn't do it.
But now the question is would I have to eat a bowl of someone else's vomit? Because if I have to eat a bowl of someone else's vomit, then that's not, I'm not game for that. But if it's my own vomit?
You'd be fine eating your own bodily fluids. It's just, it can't be someone else's bodily fluids.
Basically, yeah. I trust my own body. If I had to eat my own vomit, I'd just be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to do it this one time and it's going to suck or whatever. But if I had to lick some other dude's foot, even if it wasn't a homeless person, I'd be like, no. So, yeah.
If it was your wife's foot?
Well, yeah, I lick her foot sometimes. That's how it rolls in this household. So yeah, I'll eat the bowl of vomit because I'm going to assume it's my own. Guess licking hobo feet.
Yes, we're foot fetishers.
Yep, we're taking the hobo feet.
We'll take the foot.
This one's really weird. Would you rather feel pain every time you eat a potato or be a potato?
What? It's like, I am now the potato. So wouldn't I be dead if I was a potato because I'm now an inanimate object?
Because like, eventually you would just get moldy and die or whatever, right?
You can grow more potatoes.
Like,
I feel like I would lose a lot as a person. Like, I could survive not eating potatoes.
Yes.
Like, I don't think I could survive being a potato because potatoes, like, I would be dead.
Yeah.
Yes, you would die.
Someone would just fry you up. You'd be dead in seconds.
I don't want to be turned into French fries.
No. Yeah. Sorry, with your BK negs.
We've talked about this, but I already don't eat potatoes that often, so...
Yeah, which is sort of weird that we just talked about how you don't eat potatoes, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't be allowed to have... Like, again, like, is it just potatoes, or, like, if I eat French fries, does that also hurt?
Well, it's potatoes, so I guess it would.
Like, but it's, like, it's not
A potato.
It is potatoes, but it's not just like potato potatoes.
I think
it's not
it counts.
Potatoes in their pure form.
It's like saying, I didn't kill somebody, I just killed their heart.
But either way, I could survive without potatoes, even if it includes french fries.
Yeah, singer, I don't want to be a vegetable. I'm good.
All right.
But the other thing, too, is that even if you were a potato, you wouldn't be able to eat potatoes anymore. So you also lose out on eating potatoes when you are potatoes. So this doesn't make any goddamn sense.
You guys ready for the greatest email of all time?
Oh, is that it?
That's it? That's the for the end of Would You Rathers?
Yep.
Wow. So that was a letdown.
Yeah, you hyped it up big, man.
Yeah, Ryan, you set the bar last pop in the last episode.
Yeah. But you know what really sets the bar?
What?
This email I'm about to read. Okay. You guys ready?
Ready.
Hello. Podcast.
I had a feeling that this was it.
Podcast, do not talk about DC, I bet. I do not listen, but I bet that. Podcast will have to do a review of Man of Steel 2 when it come out.
It's never coming out.
Yeah, we'll do a review of Man of Steel 2, Hamid.
Yeah, sure. We'll do it at the same time we do our Fantastic Four 2 review.
I know what thinking. Hamid email now all time. No. I email all once. Then no more. Bye, Hamid.
You'll come back, Hamid.
You always come back. You can't get enough of us.
I was purposely saving that one for last. Good old Hamid, man. I love how he still says hello with an A instead of an E. That still gets me every time.
Hello.
Hello. Sometimes when I'm at work or whatever, I just say that to people. I say, hello. They're like, the fuck?
Hamid awakens.
Only people who listen to this podcast know what it is. That's it for emails.
Should we name this episode in honor of Hamid's return?
Like, the return of Hamid?
like Hamid Awakens, something
yes.
like that.
Yeah, Hamid Awakens, that sounds good.
Hamid Awakens. There you go, right now.
Awakens. You know, it's kind of funny because Megan got me post-it notes in my stocking for Christmas this year.
Aww.
And so it's perfect for writing down episode titles so I never forget.
Yay.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to comment on the fact that we're naming a whole episode after him.
Dude, if anything, it's going to, like, get him ramped up, ready to go, man. Anyways. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Fire us an email, 3angrynerdspodcast@gmail.com. Review us on iTunes. Read Doom's fanfic.
Read my fanfic because of the fact that I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast since... Because obviously, like, this is our first time podcasting in the new year, is that I finished phase one of my fanfic. That's yes. 2 years Woo. Of work. And it's all
so
done.
Big, it slows my computer trying to look at the omnibus.
Yeah, so I released the omnibus article, and I've had more than one person complain that it actually slows down their computer because it has so much content on it. You know it's busting at the seams of content when your computer can't even fucking handle it. So... I actually did the final tally. It's 1,503 words in total. Sorry, pages, not words.
Pages. Yeah, let's say that seems a little small.
That's not very many words. No, it's over 400,000 words in total. I don't know the exact. But 1,503 pages, which is just outrageous. And phase two has started. I have started producing phase two. So get on that.
Yeah. Ghostwriter.
Ghost Rider is phase three. He is gonna happen, but it's that's phase three material.
Okay, wait two more years? Dang it, Carlos.
But you know how much stuff is gonna be in that 2 years? I'm gonna do my announcement article soon for what's in phase two, and you're gonna look at it, you're gonna be like, holy crap. Because I've got so much stuff. Obviously we have Spider-Man showing up for the first time. I imagine that's gonna drive everyone crazy. You have Daredevil, Scarlet Witch, Namor, Ultron, and a ton of other people that I don't wanna spoil yet. So,
you guys gotta find out. Get your shit in order.
So go read Doom's fanfic.
Yeah,
get your girlfriend to read it to you. Or your wife if you're married. You know.
Or your
do what I do.
/ husband if you happen to be a female.
Yeah.
Or your girlfriend if you're a lesbian. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't care. We're open-minded.
Just get someone to read it to you.
Yeah, what you do is you get your iPad. You go to Doom's fanfic and you just hand it to them, and then you just lay down in bed, you sprawl yourself out, and you just listen to them read it, and then you go to bed. That's what I do. And I'm like, that's cool. Aw, sweet.
Yeah, but anyway, so I was going to say, yeah, so I did make the decision that Ghost Rider is definitely happening, but it's way later in the plan, but it is going to happen.
Yay. Yep. All right, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Shenanigans.
Bye.
Hope you have a good 2016.
Ooh. Yeah. Full of more episodes of this podcast.
Woo!
Mm. Woo. Bye.
Bye-bye.